Probably what it sounds like in iTunes. What's up, sir? That's probably what it sounds like in iTunes. I'm sorry, when you buy Grace Thy Eternal in iTunes, that's probably about the same sampling level.
I don't know. I don't know what the iTunes sampling rate is. Sorry, guys. I turned on the mics too soon. We're having an audio quality talk. Debating if we put the MP3s into 48 kilobits per second or 96. You tell us.
Look it up.
Yeah, exactly. You find out first what it means.
And buy Grey Sky Eternal on iTunes today.
Exactly. My brother's now defunct band. Put them into what? Put your cash in what is hopefully a non-defunct bank account. I don't know the comings and goings financially of that act at this point. This is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by Howard Flood. The show's website's inpapasbasement.com. If you want to tweet me, it's at Papa's Basement. Howard eventually one day will have a good Twitter handle.
I keep forgetting to fix it. I'm not using Twitter lately, so I'm sorry.
Me neither.
Sorry.
I deleted the app, and it's the best thing I've done in my life.
Just from your phone, right?
Yeah, I did not scan my account. I just deleted the app, and oh my God, it so much. Life-changing, man.
Back to 1999, man.
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm just texting 18 people at once to avoid living my life.
2004. Fine.
At least I don't have a Twitter feed. I can just update every 5 seconds to duck paying attention to anything. We're going to get to what we did with our Christmases first. Howard had a Jewish Christmas. The sound of that alone makes me laugh.
First time ever. I'm not Jewish myself, but
he is not. His chick is Jewish, and I had a Christian Christmas, the normal kind, as we call them in these bigoted parts of ours.
Did you actually go to Greek Orthodox services on Christmas Eve?
God, no.
Okay.
My mom, like, wants me to go for that, and especially Easter, but hell.
Does she go?
Yeah, she goes.
I was just wondering.
Dude, my dad died 15 years ago. She has to believe that it isn't all just a gaping pit of nothingness.
I was kind of hoping she would just try to guilt you. And if you don't go, then she'd be like, well, fine, this is your fault I'm not going this year.
No, she'll go. Yeah, she screws herself on that. But if she didn't go, I'd be like, I did you a favor then.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's how little I don't believe in this. Like, you die, you sleep forever. That's it. You're dust.
Okay.
It's horrible.
I like Easter. But yeah, Christmas is not my favorite holiday, so.
Well, it sucks because of the outlay. Like, I got a lot of presents back, I guess, from friends, but I looked really at what I wound up spending, man. Good God. It was not good.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I pushed like a K or something.
I gotta say, I'm glad I was out of town this year, because I still haven't done my Christmas shopping.
Really?
Yeah.
You are a degenerate. I mean, Christmas shopping should be done before Christmas.
Most years, yes, but this year, because I went to Fort Lauderdale for a week at the last minute.
For some reason, that whenever I go to Florida, I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
I don't know. I had an aunt down there in the day, and I have a lot of memories of that place. I told you that. Like, I think my first trip, I was like 14, and you just drive around, and the quality of the scooch, you're just like, wow, people are that attractive in real life. Like, I thought that was just something to masturbate to on Baywatch, and instead it's just actual nines and bikinis.
Yeah, it's Miami, L.A., beautiful places.
Just packed with sexy Cuban and white ass. Can't get better than that. We're going to get to all the Christmas talk, but first, when I was going through the outline for the show, you made me bring up the fact that our Dr. Steve interview from last week, again, guys familiar with Dr. Steve, he came on the show last week, was gracious enough to do that, gave a great interview, but Dr. Steve was able to help one of our listeners with an issue of her own. One of our megaton dedicated listeners. We actually have them. We act like we don't have them. I got more than I let on. But
sadly, like this time she must remain unnamed.
Well, first name's fine. I'm not going to give her whole name, but Lynn.
All right.
Lynn will hear it and be like, oh, I got a shout out. You won't be so happy when I tell the rest of the story, Lynn. But Lynn confided in me in full confidence. No, I don't think she really gives a crap. But she said that, again, this will tell you who's listening to this show, especially in the female demo. Lynn was busy using an egg-shaped sex toy on her rear end, and it wound up getting wedged in there irretrievably so. And she knew about Dr. Steve, I think, beforehand, but hearing our interview with Dr. Steve put him back on the forefront of her brain, She called Dr. Steve's show, told him what was up, and he said, hey, look, you could try. You might pass this. I'm trying to keep this clean. You might pass your egg toy in 24 hours, but that didn't happen. So one of our listeners was one of those people in the ER who has a butt x-ray. And all the proctologists talk about them at their holiday parties. At the Christmas party, Lynn was the toast. When they said, hey, when's the last time you pulled something weird out of someone's ass? One of her proctologists got to say it was 2 seconds ago. It was right before I shoved my hands into the Chex Mix right on the table. How about these deviled eggs? So, yeah, Lynn had an egg-shaped toy pulled out of her bum-bum.
Wow, Merry
in the
Christmas.
ER. Yeah. And Dr. Steve's advice is what got her to pull the trigger instead of just sitting there uncomfortably with an egg in her ass.
So it's good to know, though, that Papa's basement saves lives. I think that's what you're telling me right now.
Oh, God, yeah. If she hadn't heard that Dr. Steve interview, she could be, like, crapping from a ribcage into a bag taped to her chest right now. Lynn's got all of her working colon bits because of us. I'll take full credit for that.
It's a shame that on radio, people cannot hear me blushing right now. Like, that whole story
you are blushing.
Just makes me...
You're blushing like the three little maids from school. That kind of stuff. If I were able to laugh to a tune, that would have made way more sense. But no, it's just a horrible Gilbert and Sullivan reference.
You're so strange.
Yeah, you know. So yeah, the Christmas this year, it was one of the lamer ones, I gotta say. Like, it sucked since I've become an adult. I don't know.
Okay.
Who likes Christmas? Maybe if I went full circle in my adulthood and, like, I was continuing the chain of the family name and I had my own children and I got to see the look on their faces when I bought them whatever, like, $500 of Skylanders they wanted for Christmas. Maybe that would make it worth a damn, but I don't have that. I just got an aging mom who doesn't, you know, do well with cash.
Right.
So she's always broke. So anytime you see her buying anything, you feel like hell. She's always buying crap you don't want.
Right.
And this year we weren't even able to decorate because by we decorating, I mean my mom decorates because
right.
I don't do a damn thing. And her brother's going through a lot of health crap, which really like kept her mind occupied because all she does, she gets wet worrying. The way you and I think of like a woman's breasts and that turns us on.
Yeah.
Like my mom loves worry. That's what gets her... working. Like a man with money or a man packing, that does nothing for her at this age especially. But worries of, you know, threats to the household, threats to her health,
right.
Threats to the health of family members. Oh, she's a fountain. She's practically squirting.
Oh my gosh.
That's all she gets into nowadays. So yeah, with my uncle going through a lot of stuff health wise, she was dripping. That was her focus. Like late on the 24th. She maybe put like a star on the tree that was up like 2 days prior. And I tried to get into Christmas this year. Like I put Wash FM or whatever, 97.1.
Oh, you did that?
I put that on the dial.
I hate that. Oh, that bothers me.
Well, it sucked because it was all modern songs, like all modern covers of classics.
Well, the Mariah Carey, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Is that you heard that what, like 17 gajillion times?
Yeah, the one that was popularized, I believe, by Love Actually. I could be wrong that it had legs before that, but I feel that song was made by being the finale thing to Love Actually.
Oh, I liked it before then.
Did
I've never seen
really?
Love Actually. Yeah.
Right,
actually.
Captain Queer. I love Love Actually. Is,
whatever. I don't think there's anything queer about watching Mariah Carey music videos.
Well, back in the day, yeah. What was that one where she was dressed up like a drag racer or whatever and just had her big ass hanging out? That was, God.
Oh, man. She made the music video. That was MTV right there.
Good Lord. She had a time period where she was... It was just like, hey, Tommy Mottola, my ex-husband, look how many black guys I can hang around. Yeah, they're probably donging me. You Dago son of a bitch. Enjoy. Oh, she was smoking for a time period. I mean, now she's like 50 and has two kids or whatever, so crazy. I couldn't...
It's still good, man. Have you seen pictures?
I guess. I don't know, man. Anytime.
You wouldn't say no. I'll put it that way.
Of course not. I'd pay to say yes.
Yeah.
Just saying, in a hypothetical world, you can do better than like a 40-year-old mama, too. I mean, again, this is two fours, two toads. in a radio studio debating, like, kicking the 8 out of, you know, the 8.5 by celebrity standards, which is a 12 in real life. Yeah, we wouldn't pull the trigger on that.
Listen, the nice thing about Mariah is that she could hang on the microphone without having to be seen.
What's that now?
No, she's a singer. She's a legitimate singer. She could hang out with us on radio and sound pretty good, you know. But, yeah, she has that whole, like, visual pleasantry that goes on with her.
Yeah, like, no, there's a 10-year time period where she's doing videos with ODB and crap where, oh, God, there's nothing better. Never had the best dome. Never had the best face.
Not for everyone.
Yeah.
I was down, but
downstairs. Yeah,
I understand.
God, that was a tidy operation. And yeah, for any man that's seen Love Actually and any woman, I want to know, am I a pervert for watching that film? And there's like a little biracial chick at the end that Liam Neeson's adopted kid has a crush on. Like the whole last 20 minutes is this kid trying to jam his baby dick into this 12-year-old broad. But am I a pervert for like looking at a 12-year-old and being like, in 6 years, you will be in business. In 6 years, you will be bringing it. Am I wrong for that? Like, it's not like I Googled her. She's totally legal now, and she grew up fairly hot. I was a winner, by the way.
I don't know. I always feel weird when you see, like, an actual, like, 18, 19-year-old chick on TV, and it's like, hey, that's pretty good looking. Like,
well,
what
18,
else is
19
she
is fine, yeah.
And then you find out, oh, no, she was on, like, Nickelodeon. And
oh,
most
yeah.
of the pictures
you're
on Google Images.
You're jacking into iCarly.
You can't, because it's just like you hit the Google Images, and it's like 90% of these pictures are from when she was 12.
Yeah, yeah. It's, oh, God, I'm trying to think of an example of that. I know everyone was weird about the old... Oh, you know who's just become, like, the biggest 18 weight for me is that Chloe... What the hell's her name? Not Chloe Mintz-Platz. I'm, like, mashing her together with McLovin's name.
Wait, are you talking about the chick from Brown Bunny?
No, no, that's Chloe Svegany, who just, like, gave head on video. Yeah, you can, if you want to look up 10 seconds of career suicide, yeah. Look up the clip from Brown Bunny where Vincent Gallo gets his cock sucked by his then-girlfriend, Chloe Svegany, or whatever the hell.
Because she's crying during it, right? Oh, it's weird.
I watched it once, and I was like, that is the least sexy thing. If there's one part of Chloe Svegany that you don't want to see, it's her goddamn face. She's the best body.
I thought she was in Big Love after that, right?
Yeah, she was like okay. The third sister wife on Big Love. That's what you get after you perform on-screen fellatio. And you're not a pornographic actress. Hold on. The chick I'm talking about was in Dark Shadows. What's her dumb name? She's still not 18. She's been acting for like 19 years. Chloe Grace Moretz. I swear to God, she's still not legal. And she's been, like, tarted up and put out in, like, some really, like, here she is looking very sexy, boys, roles. And the chick is still not 18. And I'm not saying, like, she's the hottest thing, but you've seen her so damn long. You're like, just give me something at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's weird.
She's still 17. She's not 18 till February 10th. What the hell, man? Like, okay, look at this picture.
You do remember, though.
Does that look like a little kid to you?
Oh, yeah, her. Yeah. She's been in a bunch of stuff.
Yes, looking very sexy. And I'm not, like, a total cradle robber, but god damn. Like, those are some very sexualized photos of her. If you just
they have
the
really
Google
sexualized
results.
Her.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
I think everything changed after the Miley Cyrus countdown.
I was going to say after Tracy Lords.
No, I mean, hey, you know, that was awesome back in the day.
That was an innocent mistake.
And you know what?
14-year-old having hardcore sex on camera.
Listen, the cool thing about Tracy Lords is, like, we were younger than her when she was doing this.
Yeah,
so it makes it okay for us
exactly.
to watch that.
You're absolutely right. Even now. Even if we have to download that stuff off of a European server. So be it. It's all good.
But no, like, I think it all changed in how you could talk about, like, underage girls when the Miley Cyrus countdown began.
Oh, it goes back to Olsen twins.
Olsen twins. People really?
With their little chimpanzee faces. They really do look like they should be preening each other.
Adolescence was not kind to them.
Effing adulthood's not kind to them. I never got the fuss. And the one's got the Grim Reaper pussy. Who's the one that like slept with Heath Ledger and he was dead like 8 hours later?
Oh,
what'd you do?
Weird.
Suck his soul out of his mouth, that effing succubus?
Oh.
Oh, my God. That's some sinister garbage.
Ugh.
Now, back to Christmas. Back to Christmas. Yeah, I had just zero Christmas feeling despite listening to that stupid station. I even downloaded the classic Elvis Christmas album from 1953.
Wow, that did nothing for you?
Nothing. Oh. Beyond nothing. Actually, listening to it, I was like, if I were black, I would hate Elvis. Like, had he performed in blackface, wow, he couldn't have been more offensive.
You straight up went Scrooge this year, man.
Yeah, just nothing moved me. Like, I just bought a ton of presents for other people, and I'm not saying they didn't come through with some presents of their own, but, like, I had this 1 week period where I was buying everything, and by the end of it, I was just like, why did I spend all that money? F this. Like, you know what my gifts were this year? And I'm not, my mom begged me to, like, you know, find out, what do you boys want? What are you interested in? And, like, I give my brother's answer because it's correct. He just says, I want nothing. I'm an adult. I can buy what I need. And I have to remind her that as an adult, there's nothing she can buy that I need. Like a career I give a damn about.
Right.
You know, great sex. She could buy me that. I mean, if, if we lived, yeah, in the south of France, maybe she'd be that liberal.
I mean, honestly, you guys, what you should have done is like convinced your mom, hey, why don't we go to Vegas to visit your brother? And then she could have bought you sex. That could have been your Christmas present.
Why didn't I talk to you until after Christmas? That pains me. You're right on everything, but I'm not just saying that for air. You're completely right. She could have just been like, because she has been like, let me just give you a Ben Franklin.
Exactly.
Count that as your Christmas present. That's halfway to an in-call.
Yeah.
That's what it's called when you visit the prostitute. An out-call is when the prostitute comes to you, Howard. The out-call is more expensive, $300 an hour. The in-call, a mere $200 an hour. And that's for a good prostitute, not a streetwalker. Where did all those facts come from? Oh, where did all those statistics that are incontrovertibly accurate come from?
All right, I got to actually mention something about Vegas.
Sure.
I don't think I've mentioned it on the show before, but the last time I went, it was for a bachelor party.
Mm-hmm.
Can I describe something that happened at the bachelor party that involved a prostitute, even though it's like calling some people out without naming names?
Sure.
I know like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right?
Dude, I don't care on this show. You could give out social security numbers for all our audience of four gives a crap.
So like, a bunch of dudes, we're all in the up and up, just kind of going there and being like, hey man, congratulations on getting married. Random, all but two guys are single. Mm-hmm. You know, they're in relationships, but, you know, we're dating. There's an engaged guy, and then there's two married guys. One of the married guys was fine. Other married guy just shows up, like, the second day after everybody else got there and was like, hey, we're getting you a prostitute to the groom-to-be.
Oh, see, those are good friends.
No, not a good friend.
What is it, like a dude prostitute? Is it like
no.
a trick question type thing?
Because dude's like, no, I can't lie. I will get caught. I'm not doing it.
I can't do a hard enough into the mic upon hearing that.
I'm not done.
Ugh.
So married dude is just like, fine. I'm going to get myself a prostitute.
Rosa Parks has nothing on that man. Continue.
So yeah, then like for the next 2 days, we really don't see this guy. Because,
Doing it right.
He called the same prostitute twice.
Oh, he was in love. He found love.
It's just, here's the thing. I go to the wedding, dude's wife had kicked him out of the house. And it wasn't about the prostitute, it was about the 5,000 bucks he had blown at blackjack.
Wow. You know,
because, like, at the beginning of this whole process, he was like, yeah, because he's out, like, West Coast. Wedding was, East Coast. He was like, yeah, like, bring the whole fam out. He's got two kids.
Mm-hmm.
Wife, two kids, we're all gonna be staying at a hotel like for a week, just getting ready for the wedding. And then I see him at the wedding. He's like, got thrown out of the house. I'm sorry,
he was thrown out from afar.
What's
so
that?
What did she like text him pictures of his crap on the lawn? It sounds like did he get thrown out before he went over there?
Thrown out
of his house or
after the bachelor party, but before
he went
the
home.
Wedding.
So you guys went to Vegas for the bachelor party, but you came home.
Yeah.
For the wedding. Okay, I got you.
We all came home because the bachelor party was a
so
couple months
before.
So he
came home and got his crap thrown out because he's the man, so I'm going to assume he wins the bread. So he spent $5,000 of his dollars and got thrown out of the house?
Well, I'll put it this way. Like, at the beginning of the weekend, he was saying the wife and the kids were coming with him.
Yes.
To the wedding. And, like, after he lost that money, he was just like, well, looks like there goes their tickets.
Oh.
He basically spent their airfare. And then some, obviously. But in order to make up the money he lost.
Yes.
They were no longer coming to the wedding.
That's hardcore.
Yeah. That is what you call a gambling problem.
Yeah, but he did it right. At least he mixed in some of the kitty along with the gambling losses. The one thing I will judge him on is the same hooker twice. What is he, a schoolboy? Come on. Like I said, he fell in hooker love.
Yeah.
Come on. Get you two different things. Get you like a Filipina and like a mixed broad.
I didn't understand what was going on at first when he was like, I'm going to get this guy hooker. I'm like, that's kind of messed up, man. I don't think that's how he rolls. And then I realized, oh, this was never about him.
Other guy would renege.
Yeah.
It's like having a drinking problem and going out with your friend who's actually in recovery. It's like, I'm going to get you a keg. I don't drink. Okay, I'm getting me a keg.
Yeah. Oh, man.
My God. So
I got to ask you more about your Christmas, though.
Sure.
So what did you eat? Did you not even eat something delicious on Christmas Day?
We were forced to do what we did for Thanksgiving, where on Christmas Eve, my brother's chick, she had to work Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and my mom just, like, goes along with the fact that, like, my bro will probably spend the majority of his time at his woman's restaurant. So, like, we just dropped in. I think I had, like, shrimp scampi for Christmas Eve, and it was his treat, so that part was nice. But, like, then he said, like, this is what I'm getting you all for Christmas, and what kind of ruined the Christmas mood and spirit for me, I wanted to be like, hey, remember when I bought the iPad for mom? I thought you paying me back for half of that was going to be your contribution to her. And suddenly that seems to have gone a little unspoken. I'm not saying he's welching on it. It's just a little awkward all of a sudden where it's like, right. Hey, I didn't really care to spend like $350 on my own. Do you want to help out with that? It's not the biggest deal.
You don't have to go 50%, I guess.
Yeah, give me a buck and change.
Yeah.
Give me a Ben Franklin at least.
Yeah, yeah.
I can live with that. So that was Christmas Eve. We had an okay meal. And then Christmas Day, my mom typically makes more or less the same junk that gets made on Thanksgiving. And she's a crud cook, especially when it comes to turkey. I'm not going to lie. So it's a crapshoot. This year it came out great.
Great.
Like every 3 years on one of the two holidays, she hits it out of the park. But it only serves to get your hopes up for the next time, and then she botches it.
So there was that. You at least had a decent meal on Christmas Day this year.
I wasn't begging in the streets. You know what I mean? Like my kidneys didn't fail. Life was okay.
But it wasn't, your turkey wasn't dry.
No, it was succulent. Yeah. It was a succulent bird, which is a rare treat in the Papa Giorgio house.
Small victories. All right.
Yeah, you're right. No, the one thing that set me off the edge was my mom is she's old, but even before that, she started really easing into like hoarding and collecting weird things. Right. Like just not really collectibles either, but things that she thinks have use that simply don't. For example, the junk drawer, if you will, in the kitchen has 200 duck sauce packets. And I'll throw those away and she'll lose her mind on me. She's like, you never know when we're going to need duck sauce. Like, apparently, we're going to host a Korean refugee party at some point. Duck sauce out the ass is necessary. Same thing with, like, maple syrups that you get from, or little jams that you get from going to an IHOP. Those are all stowed away. Just junk that shouldn't be saved. The biggest object that she has everywhere, all over the house, flashlights. She's obsessed with this notion that the S is going to go down one of these days. Like, they'll drop the bomb. Something will happen. And we don't need clean water, apparently. We don't need guns and bullets. But it's going to be a permanent midnight. And he with the flashlight will rule the world. Because I'm not exaggerating. This is, I swear to Christ, if there's an afterlife, may my dad's soul burn in hell for all of it. There's 40 flashlights throughout the house, 37 of which have dead batteries.
Oh, jeez.
And every year, she just gets bigger and bigger flashlights. I wonder if it's like a phallic thing. I don't know. Ew. But she's graduated to from the flashlights to these like kind of torches, they're called. It's just like a, it's got a handle.
Oh, it's a lamp, yeah.
Yeah, a lamp. And she's like, well, you use this instead of the flashlight because it makes more light. But it's like omnidirectional. You know what I mean? It's like something you'd put on the front of a carriage in 1862 and you'd be like hailed as a wizard who knew magic. I don't know what the point, like a flashlight I kind of get. You point it at something you want to see. This thing is an actual just lamp.
I think the lanterns are cool, man, because you could set up a campground with it. I mean, obviously, if it's cold out, you'd rather have a fire, but, you know.
Like, if it is Armageddon, and I'm walking around in complete darkness in a nuclear winter, that's like how a sniper is going to see you. They're going to be like, look at the dummy walking around, like Charon across the River Styx.
I'd be more worried about, you know, the mutant predators that are just like roaming looking for food.
Well, the zombie apocalypse,
I want to be able to see them. That's why I need the lantern instead of just a mere flashlight.
I mean, she's gone off the deep end, and for 6-7 years now it's just flashlight purchases, constant flashlight purchases for birthdays, flashlight purchases for Christmas, New Year's. I might get a flashlight. I'm not kidding.
Yeah,
you might get 2 flashlights in one gift cycle. And I asked for a dry erase board this year. That was really the only gift I wanted. Oh, and like a tuner adapter so I could listen to my XM unit on the radio. And then she's like, well, I got both of you boys this too. This is a big oblong box. And I'm like, that could hold a football. That's kind of like a funky present, but sure, I'll go out and pretend I'm active. And I open it, and it's the biggest flashlight. Dude, it looked like a warhead. Like, it looked like something you would screw on a missile and fire at a country that you wanted it to.
Well, hey, I thought one of your New Year's resolutions for 2015 was getting your own place, right?
It is.
So now you have your lantern in case of another hurricane.
Not so much.
Or a zombie apocalypse.
My brother and I went so ballistic on her. I mean, we so were like, okay, no joke, what is wrong in your brain? What is not coming together?
All right, so the Papa Giorgio tradition of making Maria cry did happen this Christmas.
Of course.
All right, good.
Of course.
Just making sure.
No, it...
You had me worried when you said it wasn't a normal Christmas.
No, it was just her feeling bad because she felt like she didn't buy us enough and she hadn't decorated enough because she was preoccupied with my uncle. And then the flashlight came out and every stitch of pity I had for her went out the window. And I went immediately from, look, we don't care, to what the F is wrong with you.
Oh, man.
And I mean, we just sat there for 10 minutes, like, you know, to this old woman, like, no, what is wrong with you? What do you think is going to happen that we need so many effing flashlights in the future? And she had no answer. And then she was just like, well, so I said, my Christmas present, and I'm not exaggerating, Mom, my Christmas present will be seeing you box that and send it back to QVC from whence you purchased it. And she said, okay. And then 2 hours later, I saw she had pulled one of the two out of the box. And she's like, well, I think it's nifty. I'm keeping it. And I just shook my head and I said, no, that's not my Christmas present. My Christmas present is both of them going back. And that got her to put them both in the box.
Wow.
And ship them back.
Wow. So, I thought she had pulled the Howard maneuver. Like, I've been doing that since age 6, where...
you get the bowling ball named Homer for March?
Yeah. No, for me, it was... Steve Winwood's Roll With It album had just come out, and I really wanted it. I was like, I love this song.
Oh, God.
And so I got it for one of my sisters, and she was like, for real? You bought me your favorite album of the year? And she just kept it. I think she still has that cassette tape to this day, because she was like, screw you, buddy. I know what this is about. You just wanted me to give this back to you. I'm keeping it.
I would have grabbed that cassette and thrown it under a magnet, said, enjoy your blank, asshole. Oh, man. All right, Howard, tell me about Jewish Christmas.
Well, actually, it was it started off kind of serious. My girlfriend's father had his gallbladder removed last week, so.
Oh, that's heavy, man.
It's not that bad. Gallbladder surgery is kind of one of those things that's a lot easier to recover from now.
That's not fun and lighthearted, like screaming at my 70-year-old mother until her Christmas is ruined.
Right.
Why would you bring that up on the show? Boo.
So what's interesting is, like, her dad basically had some people visiting him up until Christmas, but, you know, then there weren't as many people available around Christmas Day to help out around the house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we went down for Christmas, because, you know, we could cover
it. It was laid up.
Yeah. So I ended up talking to my mom. First time I have not celebrated Christmas with my family, actually. So I was a little worried before, like, as we were booking the tickets. I was like, this feels weird. But then I remembered, like, I don't enjoy buying people gifts. I don't enjoy receiving gifts, so I'm not a total jerk. I don't like receiving gifts. I don't like giving gifts. That's just who I am.
I like it. My only thing is people, it's kind of like a microcosm of life itself, where people are going to give you things and they're going to want to get things back. And it's like people are investing in you almost without you asking for them to invest in you. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to go ahead and do it. And then in return, they're going to demand something out of you.
I look back at one of these times that I was shopping. It was either late teens or teenage years. I think it was high school, possibly in college. But I remember just running around the toy store trying to find crap for, like, a younger relative.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I thought you were going to say for a chick I was trying to bang. Shame on you, short eyes.
But I saw this mom at KB Toys at Fair Oaks Mall.
Uh-huh.
And she was like trying, she had this like pained look on her face as she was looking for gifts on a wall. And I remember she had the look on her face of like, which of these gifts will help me to reconnect emotionally with my kid? And I'm just like,
buy his love.
Exactly. That's the worst part of Christmas to me. I'm like, that buying something is not going to make up for all the crappy parts of your relationship with other people.
You sound like Frank Costanza having his Festivus revelation.
Oh, yeah.
As my rain blows down on him.
So it's never been my favorite holiday. You couple that with the fact that Jesus was probably born in
summer, right?
Like pretty, like March.
No, I didn't even realize it was. I thought it was like a June thing.
It's somewhere in there.
Summer.
It's a warm month. It was really only put in December to compete with the pagan solstice festivals.
Yeah, because they had the baller party, and so the Christians had to be like, oh, you can love the J-Man and have an awesome Christmas time.
Exactly.
Party.
Yeah. So that to me always kind of made me roll my eyes. I'm just like, really? Why are we doing this time of year?
You put a lot of thought into things.
Yeah, no, I can.
I simply don't. I simply don't. I just had a bad time because I didn't get nice gifts and my house wasn't decored the way I would have liked.
Well, I ended up getting to do, for the first time ever, I was excited, Chinese food and movie. That was my Christmas.
The Jewish tradition.
Sadly, we couldn't go to the theater because he was laid out on the couch, so we ended up watching a horrible movie. Which one? It's what's his name? Who's the guy from 300?
Gerard Butler.
It's not White House Down. It's the other movie about... Oh, Olympus Has Fallen.
Okay.
We watched Olympus Has Fallen, which I consider to be a horrible movie. Having seen it on Christmas Day.
As far as an action movie goes, it was nice and dumb and brain dead.
it definitely was brain dead. It was poorly constructed story-wise. It was actually the inverse of the interview because it was about North Korean terrorists who take over the White House.
Yeah, because that's likely. Because that wasn't a decision made early on where it's like,
dude, the way
we should do this about the Arabs, but we won't.
The way they take over the White House is so absurd. It just doesn't make any sense. I'm not trying to be super critical of action movies and their plot lines, especially when it involves national security,
mm-hmm.
but it just seems so unlikely and so unrealistic.
Did 20 of them just jump the fence? Because apparently that's all it takes, man.
They did get some help from the inside.
Ooh.
There was a slight inside job.
Oh.
But this random single plane happened to break American defenses and fly over the White House. It was actually a decoy. Spoiler alert, it was a decoy, though it was able to fight off several top-shelf jets.
Nice.
From the U.S. Air Force. It was like this World War II era, like, American plane, which I guess had escaped the radar because it had, like, the star on it. Oh, that means it's an American plane. This must clearly be a mistake why they're in, like, Washington airspace. And then after it crashes, there's, like, two tour buses and a couple of dump trucks full of North Koreans that just pull up to the front of the White House, and they either explode or have these Gatlin-type guns that just pop out, and they're just slaying Secret Service and military defense. Like
the 600 Secret Service, or like the Emperor's Praetorian Guard.
And yeah, it was dumb.
Dying for their president.
And so the president was supposed to meet with the Prime Minister of South Korea. And it turned out everybody except the Prime Minister of South Korea was a North Korean spy. And so when they went into the bunker to protect the president, they took the whole North Korean contingent into the secret place where the president has control over all of our nuclear weapons.
Oh, God. Please tell me there's a scene where the president just throws his hands up and goes, how was I supposed to know they all look the same? That would redeem the entire movie. That would make it all worthwhile.
Thank God for Gerard Butler, though.
Thank God for his round, trustworthy eyes.
He literally was not in the White House. He had to, like, run to the White House from his desk job at the Secret Service. He'd been taken off of a presidential guard detail.
Oh, God.
And so he had to run to the White House and go inside and save the day.
Oh, God.
I consider it one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
He's like the Reginald Val Johnson role from Die Hard.
Yeah.
I shot a kid, John.
Yeah. But yeah, no, we almost watched The Interview. Rachel's brother was...
Everyone almost watched it. I was so happy we wound up not watching it in my house. My brother and my mom over our Christmas Eve dinner were both like, like, don't we have to watch it? I'm like, no. No, you don't. It's just a piece of crap Seth Rogen vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah, did you read the reviews?
They were not spectacular.
There was a couple that said it had, like, moments of actually being critical of the government. There were a couple, like, dick jokes or, like, poop jokes that made people laugh. Other than that, Eminem had a funny role.
One of the reviews I read
said,
that.
Like, in the first 5 minutes, Eminem's hilarious. And then that's it. That was the last time the critic laughed.
Dude, look, anytime Lizzie Kaplan is in anything and her jugs don't come out, avoid it. Just watch, like, Lizzie Kaplan's appearances in True Blood. And I think she has that Showtime show, Masters of Sex, where she's probably having intercourse 4 to 6 times an episode.
Right.
And she's hot as hell. And if she's not pulling them out, I ain't wasting my time.
What was the other one review compared it to? I can't remember what they said. It was definitely compared to waterboarding. I know that. Like, having to sit through the entire interview would be worse than getting waterboarded, is what one critic said. So
that's a touch of hyperbole.
He was trying to speak metaphorically. I don't think he was actually saying it was as... It was the movie version of being waterboarded, was what they said. Yeah.
I guess. I would say the Daniel Pearl video is more... You liked that?
Ouch.
I couldn't remember his name on the last episode. I just wanted to show off to the audience that I don't have full-out Alzheimer's yet. Although something horrible is going on in my brain.
Apparently, yeah.
Maybe a mad cow, maybe some sort of protein buildup. It's not good. But
I think you were born with that mental illness.
Every so often, yeah. The neurons fire, and I'm okay. You should watch Sabotage, actually. I don't know if I've already talked about that on air, and it's not something I watched over Christmas vacation. But if you want a solid action movie, man, I'm sorry. Sabotage with Schwarzenegger, good. Escape Plan with Schwarzenegger and Stallone, completely watchable as well.
Escape Plan.
Yeah. What did you think?
It seemed like a television movie with A-list action heroes from the 80s.
Television movie with F-words. And I was fine with that. It was so dumb. I was so fine with it.
I was stunned at the cast they assembled for that. Sam Neill was in it.
Oh, who was he?
Jesus was in there. What's his name? Jim, what's his name?
Jim Caviezel.
Yeah. He was the bad guy.
That I remember Caviezel, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, check those both out on Netflix.
50 Cent. 50 Cent was thrown
in
there.
You mean Curtis 50 Cent Jackson.
Yeah.
And there's not only... there's the chick who was from The Wire, and she was also... She's the one that ended up with McNulty in The Wire and ended up with Michael Scott in The Office.
And Private Pyle. And Private Pyle was
Private
like...
Pyle was such an asshole in that.
Yeah.
Oh, big fat Vince D'Onofrio.
He was the number two villain.
Oh, God. Private Pyle was a bag of assholes in that movie. Oh, he's such a dong. Oh, God. What else do we have left, man? Jewish Christmas. I can talk about the gifts I got my girlfriend, but we can veer away from that. I can talk about my trip to Victoria's Secret over the holiday.
Which you really want to talk about?
I could, man. That is a tough place for a dude who likes women to go.
I gotta ask, so when you went into Victoria's Secret?
Yesterday, with my girlfriend.
Okay. Oh, you were with her.
I was not alone. That's a very pervy thing to do if you're a guy. Doesn't that seem like just a 8-minute scene from a bad romantic comedy where, like, there's the hot girl that you're asking for lingerie advice from? It's like, well, she's shaped kind of like, yeah. And you hold your hands up to mimic her boobs, and she goes, oh, sir! And...
Oh, man. I just, so a clerk did come and approach you guys, right?
No, no one. The place was overrun. Are you kidding? There's a line out the door.
Okay.
Oh, God. It looked like Thunderdome in there.
Because I just, one curiosity I've always had about you, if someone who worked at Victoria's Secret approached you, even if you were with your girlfriend.
Yes.
Like, how obviously would you check out her rack?
Very obviously.
All right.
Very obviously. I can't help it. Like, if I do it in front of my girlfriend, I look for a while, and then I just kind of look away. Because you're going to, if you look at, like, an ass, and then you look at her, you'll just get a look of disapproval. Right. So, like, I usually just check out a woman, and then I get really interested in the architecture of the ceiling of whatever place I'm in for a while. And then I just kind of look up and whistle a bit, and then I look back down, and hopefully she's gotten sick of trying to meet my gaze. You know, if you do it long enough, she'll have to, like, look back at where she's walking.
Yeah.
Or else she'll trip over something. It's all a battle of attrition. It's all endurance contests.
And that is relationships
in
a nutshell.
Oh, good. So, yeah, man, I went in one yesterday, and it's like, I was, at first, it wasn't hot whatsoever, because it was just a bunch of, like, average-looking chicks, and they're just going through this big pile of bulk underwear. Like, the panties must have been as germy as the DVDs in the $5 bin at Walmart.
Ew.
Like, every kid is just, you know, got their sticky fingers as they're eating their Subway that they bought at the front of the store, and their popcorn that was popped like 3 days ago, and they're just like leafing through the DVD bins.
Ew.
And you go through and you're like, oh, Happy Gilmore, and 48 hours later you have typhus. Like, that, I swear to God, herpes must pass like from vag to vag at these panty bins. Yeah. At Victoria's Secret.
I know it's illegal to take returns on underwear and resell them, but it has that feel to it, where it's just like...
Not just that. I can guarantee you some chick just has, like, open sores down there, and it's just like, oh, damn, it itched today. And jig, dig, jig, dig, and then, like, just goes right back to leafing through the panties. And then your girl grabs them, puts them on without washing them, and suddenly it looks like she has pink barnacles all over the place.
I like that it's the female version of you sleeping through these. Ew. Because I don't know I don't think you can just try on underwear and put it back.
No, but I'm saying...
I don't know how to police it at Victoria's Secret, though, because everything... Like, is there a dressing room there? I don't know. I've never been in one.
I absolutely don't know. I figured there is.
You can try on bras, right? I thought you can try on a bra, but you can't try on underwear.
I don't know. It'd be great if there was a guy whose job it was, like, you bring in the underwear, it's like, was this worn? No, it wasn't. Well, we'll see what Alberto has to say about it. And there's just a guy who grabs it. It's clean.
Yeah.
That I would love. What a profession. Oh, God. I would obtain a doctorate in whatever it is to... I would have a bloodhound's nose grafted to my face to have that as my job.
This smells like baby powder. What strip club do you work at?
Smells like the crotch of a Japanese businessman. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. So, no, I went in, and it was, like, good for a minute. Like, I could handle myself, because to a chick, it's just like a place where they buy crud. You know, it's like us going to Dick's Sporting Goods store.
Yeah.
There's nothing magical about it to them. But like me, you know, Victoria's Secret Angels, as much as I'm an adult, so I don't get off to that anymore, it's still like hot to see them on the walls and crap. You're like, oh, that's an attractive woman.
So that was the highlight for you, just checking out the Victoria's Secret models
first.
And,
and then, right, like, you get deeper into the store, and there's a couple, like, just drop dead hot women. And like, one was like marching around with a bra slung over her shoulder. And, like, the one loose cup was, like, kind of covering her boob in the way that bra would cover, you know, when she
this
wore it.
This is a customer or an employee?
Yeah, it was a customer. Right. And I was just like, oh, my God, that's what she would look like in that underwear. And now I can visualize it. And, like, don't get me wrong, I know I'm, like, a sex pervert, to put it in the way a grandmother
It's not
was.
Just that you are a sex pervert, but you look like one.
Yeah.
Like, if you were dressed the way you are today.
I was, yeah.
Oh,
actually,
I would
no,
be so
I take that back.
Out.
I had a gray hoodie instead of my tan hoodie, and it was smeared in grease from work. Like, just black streaks, like as an auto mechanic.
It's just, like, the double of the extra long beard. I feel like you haven't trimmed your beard in a while.
Oh, it's been months.
Yeah.
It's been months.
And like the fresh patch of gray on top of the head adds the bonus like old guy creepiness
to
it.
Yeah, no, I'm like just an old. I should be put down. Like if we lived in the world of cows, I would just be that old worthless dude cow that needs to be put out to pasture and shot in the back of the skull. Because I'm too old to really start the family. You know, it's just, I do nothing for nobody. Don't provide any milk. My beef tastes like crap at this point.
Whatever, you would love a bull's life. I've actually worked on a ranch before. You would love, like, the life that's provided for a bull.
Oh, and don't you just get whacked off?
What's that?
Do you get whacked off all the time, or do you...
No, like, you run pastures with, like, four cows at a time.
Oh, you just run train.
Yeah.
Where do they get the big bucket of jizz that they put inside the cows, then?
That's a lot of, like... That's for
like I feel if
high end
I feel bull
corporate.
Me would be as lazy as real me, so it'd be like, hey Bull John, do you want to have sex? And I'd be like, can't one of these ladies just jerk me off into the sex bucket? And then they put on the arm length glove and shove it in a chick cow's vag.
That's more I think with if you're actually trying to like master the breeds or whatever. If you're trying to like be a hardcore breeder versus just like producing beef. Producing beef's a different process, I feel, especially if you're running your own ranch instead of being a corporation.
Well,
you'd want to work on one of those family ranches where it's just like, we're just gonna stick you in a pasture with like four cows, and then, you know, whenever you're not doing that, we just stick you in another pasture with all the other bulls, and you guys will just like kick each other's asses until like we stick you in another field with a bunch of cows.
I would hope I'd be a really smart bull, and I'd trick female women into thinking I was Zeus. And then I'd have sex with them. And there's your mythology joke for the day.
Something wrong with you.
Chicks were into weird crap in Greek times. It was like, I'm a beautiful swan. I am Zeus. I will have sex with you, human woman. And thus Hercules was made. Oh, God. There are some creepy people. The gods were weirdos.
I think it's the people who came up with those stories who are weird.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, the most majestic swan. Put your bird dong inside me. Majestic swan. So Victoria's Secret was a bit of a trip, man. Just, there's something dirty and sexual about it, but I guess there isn't. It's hard to quantify. There's a little bit of a wink and a nod to it. I'll say this, they're total SOBs when it comes to pricing. Cause we left because the line was, I'm not kidding, like 20 people deep. And I'm like, I got better things to do with my Sunday, like kick your ass out before the damn Steelers and Bengals. So we go home, and I buy whatever. She wanted a robe, because that's my life. Because my girlfriend is going to eat 50 of my dollars to buy something from Victoria's Secret, and it's certainly nothing that I'm going to tear off her with my teeth in the heat of lust. Oh, no, it's a robe. A nice, puffy, unsexy God. So we go home, and I find a coupon for free shipping on orders of 50 and over. And guess what? The robe costs $49.50. I wonder if that's coincidence, Howard. Just crap like that.
They don't sell anything for a buck?
No. I had to buy like some pair of panties for like $10.
$10?
Yeah. Damn. $10 panties. I don't know. Is that good for panty pricing? Is it expensive as hell?
How much does your underwear cost?
I buy like three for 12 at Costco.
Okay.
I buy four pairs of underwear and then I get a chicken bake and I call it a day. So yeah, I don't know. Victoria's Secret can blow me.
Yeah.
I was getting uncomfortably hard in the store, and then they took a lot of my money. So much of my life follows that trajectory. Sexual frustration, no more money. All right, we can talk about... I watched a bunch of crap since we last did the show on Netflix. I could do segments on that. My cats are now beating each other.
Let's do the cats thing, man. That sounds like something you need legit help with.
I do. I'm absolutely putting this out for any listener who has cats, especially sibling cats. I have a boy and girl cat, and if you follow at Papa's Basement on Instagram at all, everyone's like, you're just a cat woman. Like, why do you post photos of your cats? Like, I'm sorry, did you want to see my lunch? Like every other asshole? Would you like to see that? Do you want me to put up song lyrics? Like this is my MySpace or my Aim Away page? No. Do you want to see me? No, I'm not a hot fitness model. You know what I have worth looking at? Cats. It's not me being cat crazed. I just realized what I got. That's it. I'll put up pictures of cats and the occasional like Ron Burgundy quote or something like that. So I've had these little bastards 2 years now, brother and a sister. And the brother is a Godzilla compared to the sister. He's just a big tomcat type, and the sister's a little fat roly-poly. But for whatever reason, she was just a bossy little S and kept him in line and would shove him out of the way whenever they're eating. It was really funny because, again, she's tiny and he's huge, and he would just take it. Well, I don't know what switch flicked in this dude's mind. He is now routinely beating the F out of the girl cat, man. I mean, like, biting her, mounting her, even though he's got his nuts clipped. Like, will smack her out of the way for food. Like, anytime he walks in the room now, her tail puffs up. It's getting, like, real bad real fast, yeah, man. To the point, like, I think, like, when I get out of the place, I might have to take one of these two.
I was just thinking that, too. Yeah, like, if that doesn't change, you're really going to have to take one with.
But, like, so I'm putting it out to anyone out there who has cats. Is this, like, a growth period thing? Are they going to grow back out of this and back into being lovey-dovey as, like, the countless photos I have on Instagram shows them being, where they're, like, all curled next to each other, like, oh, that's so sweet. And now it's just, like, humping, you know, incestual humping and, you know, scratching of the face. It's horrible.
Well, let me ask this. The only thing, I don't really know cat behavior all that well, but do they share a litter box?
Yeah.
That could be part of it. I don't know.
Oh, you think at 2 years, it's like, I'm sick of pawing your dumps so I can dig a little cubby hole for me to drop a deuce-a-roo in?
Well, I just think, you know, cats are pretty aggressive about spraying and, like, marking territory in a way that is, like, in opposition to everyone else who lives in the house. Are you aware of, like, cats just spraying their owner's beds just to be jerks?
No. Honestly, the only time I've ever had a cat that pissed elsewhere, my grandma brought over a little dog one time, a little yappy thing, and the Dumby, Gumby and Dumbo rolled into one. The Dumby took a piss right in the middle of the floor, and my cat, within 12 hours, as soon as the dog left, just took a huge one right on top of that.
Mm.
And I'm like, God, that is primal.
Yeah.
Like, that just made me laugh even as a kid. I was like, that is some gangster ass right there.
Yeah.
So I guess we could do a second litter box. You know my house. It's the size of a shoe.
Yeah.
I don't know where.
It's still not even that easy because, like,
the first box is in the kitchen, for God's sake. Like, there isn't a less appetizing place it could go. Maybe in the living room. As soon as you enter my house, you could stare at a pile of cat feces and urine.
If you have one cat being a huge jerk, like, the second litter box is just a chance to crap in both of them.
It's yeah,
just
exactly.
Like, hey, screw you, other cat. Both these are mine.
Yeah, just alpha dogging the two of them.
Yeah.
Ugh. So please, please, if anyone knows, I'm too lazy to look at Google. I'm not going to Google crap about cats. That's like crossing a line to me.
Plus, like, you're going to get Yahoo Answers, which, of course, that's going to be a horrible place to get advice.
Yeah.
They'll tell you the
dot
worst.
Com. Just other internet dunces like me. All right. Well, anything you wanted to add, Howard, or are we going to leave this and go to the football show now that I've made an ass of myself and I sound like a rapist thanks to the Victoria's Secret story?
No, man, let's talk football, man. I think there's some good news. Or I shouldn't say good news, but there's news since we started recording this Papa's Basement episode. So I want to get on to the next show.
Okay. Well, let's get our outro. Actually, we're not going to use the outro music. We're just going to do this cold outro. Legal stuff. Gonna keep it simple, not get sued. Folks, this was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio, joined by Howard Flood. If you liked the show, and we hope you did, please look up Papa's Basement on iTunes or Stitcher. Subscribe to the show, rate it, tell your friends about it. But the biggest things you can do to help the show along, since we are not actively getting your money, which we will be doing in a couple of weeks, so enjoy it. Enjoy it while you can. Again, PAPA's Basement. Find that on the podcast app for any iDevice as well as Stitcher. Follow me on Twitter at Papa's Basement. I do, I don't know, I'm kind of active on Twitter again. I pick days where I tweet a lot, and then I go 3 days without. And that's how I feel it should be done. Howard will someday be on Twitter again. You can stalk him. Let's see, facebook.com/Papa's Basement. I guess that's the long and the short of it, in papasbasement.com. Again, go there. Oh, and the football show that we are discussing, Papa's Football Podcast, find that on Stitcher and iTunes as well. PFpod.com is the show website. And last but not least, I do a comic, which is now hosted at spookiescomic.com. You can also find it at thespookiescomic.com. If you guessed the name of that comic was The Spookies, congrats. You are not a damn dunce. And I think we're out of here.
Peace.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.